Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began a prophetic message titled, How to Prepare for the Coming of the Lord. Today, he speaks about carnality. Let's join in.
Today, I want to speak on how to prepare for the coming of the Lord. And I just want to just talk about the words of Jesus himself. What he himself said was preparation, how you and I should prepare. In Luke chapter 21, verse 33, it says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. In other words, it says, all these things will come to pass. 34, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the surface of the earth. So Jesus gave a warning. Then he said, listen, this thing that I'm talking about is going to come like a snare is a trap. When an animal falls into a trap, the animal does not even know that the trap is there. And before he realizes, bang, the trap is gone. So in other words, you can easily not be aware of it. So his first advice in verse 34 is, don't be carnal. Tell somebody, don't be carnal. When we say a carnal person, we mean somebody who is not spiritual, cannot discern spiritual things, cannot understand spiritual things, cannot appreciate spiritual things, is insensitive to spiritual things. So he said the first preparation is that don't be carnal. Why am I saying that? He said take heed. Take heed means be careful. Lest your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. Surfeiting means a hangover. Drunkenness and cares of this life. So he mentions two things that can make you carnal. The first thing he says, I will say, is pleasure. Surfeiting and drunkenness. It's just pleasure. Number two, it says the world, the cares of this world. Jesus said, these two things can make my people so carnal that they lose their spiritual sensitivity. That day will catch them unawares. You see, the coming of Christ is not supposed to catch a Christian unawares. It's supposed to catch unbelievers unawares. Because unbelievers don't know the sign. For example, sometimes when you are traveling on the road and the police people are there with their speed guns, those who don't know, they will be speeding. When they turn the corner, the police people are there, they say, stop. But those who know, sometimes when you are driving, you meet some drivers, they will flash their lights. And when they flash their light, it's a sign. The sign is that when you move a little bit ahead, the police people are there. You know, the first time you know it was a sign. So when I saw people flashing the light, Victor was speeding, when I turned the corner, I saw the police people, they stopped. So I was being given the signs, but I didn't understand what it meant. So before I realized, police people have arrested me. So when I came to understand the sign, now when I am driving, I see a car flashes its light. Another one, at first when they flash the light, I thought it's my friend of mine who is passing. So I'll be looking, do I know this? You see, I misinterpret the sign. But later on, I got to understand the signs. So I look out for the signs. So when I see it, my whole driving changes. Because you know that something is ahead of you. So here we are. I believe the Lord has been sending signs, flashing lights. But we too, we don't even understand it. So we are going full speed on the road. And Jesus said, what causes that? He said, it's carnality. You know, there are many things that are legitimate. But when they go beyond a certain point, it becomes carnality. In 1 Corinthians 7:29, Paul said, this I say then, brethren, the time is short. It remained that they that had wives be as though, they that be married or had wives be as though they had none. They that weep as though they wept not. They that rejoice as though they rejoice not. They that buy as though they possess not. 31. And they that use this world as not abusing it. So you see, Paul talks about three things. Marriage, a funeral, that's weeping, a party, that's rejoicing, and then he talks about working or business. And he says that all these four things in themselves, there is nothing wrong with them. Because God says we should use them. So he says, they that use them, they are supposed to be used. So it's not like God has a problem with it. No. He says, they that use this world. So he mentioned four legitimate activities. And he said, there is nothing wrong with being married. There is nothing wrong in going for a funeral. There is nothing wrong even rejoicing and having a party. Because when Solomon had wisdom, the first thing he did was to have a party. First thing that he did was go and have a party. There is nothing wrong in doing business or working. But it says it becomes a problem when something that was given to you to use, now it is abused. They that use this world, 1 Corinthians 7:31, as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. So in other words, you should not be so preoccupied with natural things that you lose sight of spiritual things. That's where the problem is. Marriage is good. But you can be so steeped in marriage that you have even forgotten about God. They that use this world as not abusing it. So, even marriage, you can be so preoccupied that you can't pray, you can't come to church, your children, you can't read your Bible, you can't have quiet time, you can't come to church, you can't come for convention. When you reach that point and it begins to affect your relationship with the Lord, you are abusing. And the word abuse means misuse. And anything can be misused, including medicine. You can take an overdose of medicines and you will die. So something that was supposed to cure you, now the thing is killing you because you are taking too much of it. So it's carnality. When you are carnal, let me give you some of the signs again. Romans chapter 8 verse 5, the Bible says, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. In other words, a carnal person is somebody whose whole focus is on material things. And they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. But to be carnally minded is death. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So a carnal person, his mind, in his thoughts, prayer is not part. Oh no. Going to church is not part. He doesn't think about such things. Fasting is not part of his thoughts at all. No, 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 no. Serving the Lord. No, it's not part of his thoughts. So it's a mind. A mind that does not focus on spiritual things, but just natural things. Just interested in only parties and movies and games and money and traveling and breakthroughs, but nothing spiritual. Verse 7 says, the carnal mind is enmity against God. That's what makes it dangerous. When you have such a mind, you become an enemy of God. When we say give offering, your mind will say offering. We won't give any offering. These people, they are thieves. When we say, oh, we are going for witnessing, your mind will say witnessing. No, me, I'm tired. I cannot. When we say a Christian should marry a Christian, your mind will tell you, oh, no, it doesn't matter. Even the unbelievers are nicer than the Christian people. Then it says, it is not subject to the law of God. So this is a mind that is rebellious against God's word. When that mind hears preaching, it explains it in another way and just neutralizes it. When that mind hears preaching that a man should have one wife, the mind will say, oh, how can you be thinking for 65 years? You will get bored. You have to try rice. You see, the mind, it has an explanation for everything. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So Jesus said, when you become carnal, your whole focus is on natural things. Do you know what happens? You don't see the signs. You don't even think about it. Then that's why he said, as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. So instead of preparing, and I think that the way the church is going, I feel that we have lost the awareness. Or you think we have the awareness? I don't think so. I think we have lost the awareness completely that Jesus is returning. Everything is on what is happening here on this earth. Meanwhile, lights are flashing.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that as we await the coming of the Lord, we must not be carnal. Tune in same time tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Coming into my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
So, dear pastor, I filed for my husband and kids to join me in the States, but I wasn't getting any feedback. This was not normal because it should have taken 7 months. I asked my husband to come and see you for prayer, and you prayed for him. After your prayer, we received an email, and my kids' documents have been approved for the visa. God bless you for your words of encouragement and prayers. Why don't put your hands together for Jesus?
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, Write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.